wonderful cat. Whenever he gets in a fix, he reaches into his bag of tricks. Felix the cat, the wonderful, wonderful cat. You'll laugh so hard your sides will ache, your heart will go pitter-pat watching Felix the wonderful cat. Felix the cat, the wonderful, wonderful cat. You never know what he'll do next, so don't even try to take a guess. Felix the cat, the wonderful, wonderful cat. He's so much fun for everyone, no one can question that, 'cause it's Felix the wonderful cat.
Oh, Monsieur La Kiki is a very fine cat, with a small little head and a little party hat, and he sits very quietly upon the TV set. Monsieur La Kiki La Cat. Oh, he ate a robin, he ate a wren, and he ate a tufted titmouse and then a wren again. He is full of feathers like he was then, oh, Monsieur La Kiki La Cat. Long before there was cable TV, the reception of the aerial was bad on Channel 3. Unless the kitty coincidentally sat upon the television. Oh, the cat did die, and oh, how we did grieve. But thanks to taxidermy, he is gone but didn't leave. With a tin foil flag on his tail eternally. The reception is exceptional upon Channel 3. For Monsieur La Kiki is a very fine cat, with a small little head and a little party hat, and he sits very quietly upon the TV set. Oh, Monsieur La Kiki La Cat.
Ring-tailed Tom is a stud. He's Давайте пустые мы страсти.
Through the alleyways of Trinidad he wanders. Every night you can see him on the prowl. He and his pals, they all gather for a sing-song. Block your ears when they howl. Calypso cat, oh, 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 oh. Calypso cat, oh, 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 oh. Calypso cat, oh, 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 oh. In the moonlight he's out looking for his lady. Any Tom he meets is looking for a fight. He wears the scars of many gallant battles, so stay out of his way tonight. Calypso cat, oh, 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 oh. Calypso cat, oh, 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 oh. Calypso cat, oh, 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 oh. He's never going to be a house cat. He's never going to take his food from people. He won't be just a catch-a-mouse cat. Don't pat him, hey, and he don't scratch back. Near the back door of the fish cafe, there is a rubbish bin he loves so well. Sweeter than any other in the world, he loves that fishy smell. Calypso cat, oh, 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 oh. Calypso cat, oh, 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 oh. Calypso cat, oh, 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 oh.
Be quiet up there! Be quiet!
He's never going to be a house cat. He's never going to take his food from people. He won't be just a catch-a-mouse cat. Don't pat him, hey, don't scratch back. Through the alleyways of Trinidad he wanders. Every night you can see him on the prowl. He and his pals, they all gather for a sing-song. Block your ears when they howl. Calypso cat, oh, 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 oh. Calypso cat, oh, 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 oh. Calypso cat, oh, 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 oh.
Catnip.
It goes by many names. There are approximately 250 species of catnip, and this figure doesn't include hybrids. But all of these substances have one thing in common: the active ingredient, nepetalactone cycloalkane, an essential oil found in the leaves and stem of the plant that causes wildly unpredictable behavior in its users, characterized by hallucinations, illusions, and distortions of both perception and thinking. That's catnip. Over the centuries, thousands of things have been written about catnip. In fact, there is even a story of an executioner who would have to chew on the root of catnip so that he could bring himself to kill. But despite the years of combined scientific research, we still do not truly know exactly what it is that catnip does.
Not only are the chromosome questions unanswered, but we are still not able to predict in advance whether a catnip user at any particular moment in their life is going to have a good trip or a bad one.
This is what catnip looks like. But what can't be seen is where the drug has its real effect, in the mind. Those 2 inches of inner space between the front of the snoot and the back of the cranium. The results are mercurial. Much in the same way that the psychoactive chemicals contained within catnip can be erratic and inconsistent, cats who react to nepetalactone differ in their individual responses. But this much is known. Once ingested, catnip goes off like an atomic bomb within those 300 million neurons sitting inside a cat's cerebral cortex. And just like atomic energy, the results vary wildly from situation to situation. When inhaled or snorted, catnip will stimulate a cat. And once stimulated, users exhibit a range of behaviors that may include sniffing, licking and chewing the plant, as well as head, chin, cheek, and body rubbing. This psychosexual reaction lasts for 5 to 15 minutes and cannot be evoked again for an hour, at which point the cat may require a higher dose in order to achieve the same degree of intoxication. Some users drool and roll about on the floor. Others become exceedingly hyperactive, and many will become aggressive, picking fights with other cats after their senses have been altered by the drug. When eaten, the herb becomes a powerful sedative, tranquilizing the user to the point of near catatonia and making it more difficult for them to effectively react to situations within their environment. Otherwise normal felines may react to catnip doses by seeing strange patterns of wildly moving lights. Time may appear to stand completely still, and colors, shapes, smells, tastes, textures, the whole range of things that can be seen, heard, touched, and tasted take on other distortions that can appear completely and utterly real.
After several years of research, we have determined that there are many similarities between the catnip experience and schizophrenia. However, our current opinion about catnip is that it works as more of an amplifier, a catalyst that amplifies the psyche and mental state of the user.
And what of the user's mental state? Due to the almost infinite variables, it is absolutely unpredictable as to who will have a bad experience or when they will have it. But everyone who takes catnip, even its most vocal supporters, admit that there is always the risk of a bad trip, a bummer, or even a flip out. It can be a real kick, or it can be a kick in the head. The user may see distorted beauty or may tumble into a private hell. The most dangerous act can seem attractive and easy to accomplish. And a bad trip, instant insanity, a never-never land of seemingly no return. For every good trip, there are risks as well. Nepetalactone flashbacks and hallucinations can occur after the original dose, and the user may not even know what is happening. The drug is easy to procure, and catnip dealers can be found peddling their wares in almost any major city, selling the substance in equal doses to both the experienced user and the novice. And since there is no regulation on catnip, it's impossible to predict the dosage. or to know if the drug has been cut with sawdust, hay, or other mystery fillers used by unscrupulous dealers to beef up its bulk and color. The nip may be dirty or contaminated, and by the time the user finds out, it's too late to turn back. Consider this cat. Chances are that she will get well again, well enough to leave the tub. But whether she will ever truly be the same again, have the same personality, the same ambitions, the same drive to hunt, to love, to get along with others, that we won't know for a long time. In the end, it may be that with catnip, too much is unknown. The answers aren't all in yet, and research continues. But is the risk worth it? That's a question every cat will have to answer for themselves.
Cats can be callous and cats can be cruel. Cats take care, better watch where you sleep. Better take care, better watch where you sleep. Cause cats will be cats, and cats will be cool. Cats can be callous, and cats can be cruel. Cats will be cats, remember these words. Cats will be cats, and cats eat birds. Cats will be cats, and cats eat birds.
Dr. Nax Tomcat stayed out late last night. He wasn't treating Miss Pussycat right. But old Tom got home, the fur began to fly. Says, cool down, Mama, let me tell you why. When the fort last night, when the fort last night, when the fort last night to the break of daylight. Cat throw back her paw. She popped old Tom right on the jaw. Says, old Tom, you've been running around. You've been doing the twist with every cat in town. In the fort last night. Well, the fort last night. Well, the fort last night through the break of daylight. Put old Tom in jail. No one dared to go his bail. To put another pussycat in the very same cell. Old Tom said, Mama, we're doing swell. In the fort last night. Well, the fort last night. Well, the fort last night to the break of daylight.
What kind of cat hangs out in your house?
House cat.
What kind of cat hangs out in the alley?
Alley cat.
What kind of cat is a chocolate candy bar?
Kitty cat.
Yeah. What kind of cat are you? What kind of cat are you? Tell me true. What kind of cat are you? I'll give you those clues. What kind of cat are you? Gets harder. Put on your thinking cap. What kind of cat has the first name of Tom?
Tomcat.
What kind of cat is really, really scared?
Scared cat.
What kind of cat hangs out at the coffee shop?
Coffee cat.
What kind of cat is actually a fish?
Fish cat.
What kind of cat steals things at night?
Cat burglar.
What kind of cat hangs out with Batman?
Robin.
No, Robin is a bird.
Catwoman.
Yeah. What kind of cat has a thousand legs?
Caterpillar.
What kind of cat is a big expensive car?
Cadillac.
What kind of cat are you? What kind of cat are you? Tell me true. What kind of cat are you? I'll give you the clues. What kind of cat are you? Two finger clap. Put on your you're thinking, Cap. What kind of cat is a great big disaster?
Catastrophe.
What kind of cat is an even bigger disaster?
Cataclysm.
What kind of cat rhymes with that and is a long religious recitation?
Catechism.
What kind of cat is connected to the engineer car?
Catalytic converter.
Uh-huh. What kind of cat facilitates a chemical reaction?
Catalyst.
What kind of cat is a group of things that are similar?
Categories.
What kind of cat comes in the mail from Sears?
Catalog.
Yep. And what kind of cat is a whole bunch of cows?
Cattle.
Yeah, what kind of cat are you? What kind of cat are you? Tell me true. What kind of cat are you? I'll give you those clues. What kind of cat are you? Two finger clap. Put on your thinking cap. What kind of cat throws stuff over the wall of a castle?
Catacomb.
What kind of cat is tunnels under the castle?
Catacomb.
What kind of cat floats on two pontoons?
Catamaran.
And what kind of cat takes a picture of the inside of your body?
Cat scan.
Yeah.
What kind of cat obscures your vision?
Cataracts.
What kind of cat's being followed by a moon shadow?
Cat scene.
What kind of cat is the capital of Nepal?
Kathmandu.
Yeah. And what kind of cat carries your golf clubs?
Caddy.
Woo. What kind of cat are you? What kind of cat are you? Tell me true. What kind of cat are you? I'll give you those clues. What kind of cat are you? That's all my clues. The song is through.
I'm about to tell you the legend of Sail Cat.
Cool!
There's danger out on the nation's road. They're paved with snakes and flattened toads. And truckers driving rigs so big
they can flatten a cow,
or a horse,
or a manatee.
And those who survive are a lucky few. But there's one brave cat who made it through. And I'm here to tell the tale to you of Sail Cat.
Sail Cat?
Sail Cat!
He was hunting for mouse to feed his face when strange radiation from outer space turned him into a super invincible cat. When a truck ran him down with a hideous splash. Oh, he couldn't be killed, but he still could be squished, and he lay in the passing lane shaking his fist. Then some kids helped him fly with a flick of the wrist, and that was the birth of Sail Cat.
Sail Cat.
Sail Cat.
He rolled after that truck like a buzzsaw unleashed, and he sliced it in two like a knife through a peach. One truck half took the high road, the other the low, and the message went out on CB radio.
Breaker, breaker, look out, watch your back, be afraid, there's a frisbee-like cat who's a mighty sharp blade.
So the feared and revered reputation was made of Sail Cat.
Sail Cat.
Sail Cat.
He'd been known to cut redwoods and stop a whole fleet when a family of tapeworms was crossing the street. And when mom's having trouble with Thanksgiving plans, he has even dropped by to help open some cans. When someone's depressed or has had a bad day, he unerringly knows just the right things to say.
Don't be depressed, cow. People love you because you're big and fat and ugly. Go with it.
Then he'll ask for a toss and be on his way. He's Sail Cat.
There once was a cat with a hungry belly. The name of the cat was Whiskers Jelly. His throat was dry and his bowl was bare. Meow, me furry cats meow. Soon may the kitty men come with birds and mice and some tasty nums. One day when the critters come, we'll eat till our bellies are full. Well, Jelly got his boys and they gathered round. They scattered seeds from a sack they found. In hopes the seeds they spread on the ground would bring small critters a boot. Soon may the kitty men come with birds and mice and some tasty nums. One day when the critters come, we'll eat till our bellies are full.
the gang was bored and morale had dipped. Till one of the seeds grew green catnip. They snipped and they stacked and they all got ripped. They all had a meow that night. Soon may the cavemen come with birds and mice and some tasty nums. One day when the critters come, we'll eat till our bellies are full. While their heads were hung and the morning was nigh, the nip was strong and they all got high. Their bellies were shrunk and their bowls still dry. Oh, bring us some ice today. Soon may the cavemen come with birds and mice and some tasty nums. One day when the critters come, we'll eat till our bellies are full.
Dear kitten, this is a bit of an awkward subject, but you realize that the humans don't bathe. I mean, they do have tongues. I've seen them. They're giant. They could clean your whole back in one licking. But they don't. I mean, this is going to sound weird because I'm so much older than you, but I have never been licked by a human. I mean, I don't need it. I know what I'm doing, but I worry about them. In any case, part of what we have to do is give them a bath once in a while. I usually wait till they're lying down, mainly because when they're standing up, their heads are very far away. I mean, I could jump that high, but like with many things that I could do, I choose not to. And they love it, especially in the middle of the night. They, oh, you're going right for the feet.
That's no please after you. And the armpits. Oh, gosh.
Well, you got there first, so, you know, that's your turf now. I'll stick to, you know, the boring old hands and head. Darn. I think this is going to work out just fine. Oh, okay, no. There's a line. I'm drawing it. Not between the toes. That's disgusting.
Okay, this message was brought to you by Purina Friskies for a happier, healthier cat. And a happier and healthier human being, too, okay? So, good evening. Welcome once again to another exciting edition of the Bit Slop. Today, it's Cat Day. And it really is Cat Day today. Cat Day is set forth as February 8th of every year. I don't know what Elon Musk has to say about it, but I think he'll probably get around to it eventually. But anyway, so, you know, we do this every year. So we try to anyway. So we started up top with an old version of the Felix the Cat theme. You can tell the difference, right? I mean, the new one is old now too, right? Okay. Heywood Banks, my favorite go-to guy, can write a song about anything. That was Kiki the Cat, a cat who became a radio or TV antenna. I like that idea. I'm going to try that next time. Because it's not easy burying things in our backyard with all the rocks. You know what I mean? Tomcat Blues was Cliff Carlisle. Sherwayne Winchester, the Pussycat. I think that was Train Your Cat, right? Train Your Cat. Okay, The Rags, Take the Cat. Take the Cat. And Calypso Cat from Franciscus Henri. Okay. Carol of the Smells was voicemail. Let's see, we heard Egress to Oblivion, a documentary by Jason Willis about the evils of catnip. And if you ignored that, then you probably went out to the Cat's Pajama Party. That was the Webkins, whoever they are. Sounded a little childish to me, but that's life. Hey, Timbuk 3, remember them? Yeah, Facts About Cats, that was Dr. Knack's Tomcat, was Frank Rice, right? Okay, and let's see, the Billy Jonas Band after that. What kind of a cat are you? I'm going to leave that up in the air and just you can think it out for yourself. The Legend of Sail Cat. I'm not a sail cat. That was from the cartoon show Cow and Chicken. Remember that? I guess it was Midnight Swim or something. I don't know. Let's see. The Kitty Man Sea Shanty from the Trailer Park Boys featuring Bubbles up front there. And then Dear Kitten. Bathing Your Human, okay, from Purina Friskies. And we do have another word from another entirely different sponsor. So why don't I just go ahead and leave it to that, and we'll be back in just a bit.
I don't know if your cats are like mine, but my cats like to come in and out as they please. Even during the cold weather, don't like to sit in one place at the convenience of people. You let them out, they want to come back in, get something to drink, go back out, come back in, use the bathroom for a while, and let them back out, and whoops, they forgot something, got to come back in, get that, and it's kind of tiresome after a while being a doorman for cats. But if you stop to think about it, you can see their point of view. It'd be hard if you and I had to go through life unable to open doors, had to just sit outside them and call to people, "Hello, anybody there? Please help." If you think about it, you may drop down to Bertha's Kitty Boutique and pick up a Cat's Eye brand cat door kit from Bertha's. It's the automatic door opener with the electric eye beam that's activated when your cat breaks the beam and meows, so it doesn't let in stray dogs because it's attuned to a cat's voice. It's a real breakthrough for our cats, I'll tell you. We don't need to stay up late at night waiting for them to come home. They come in, go as they please. And it comes in useful for us, too, because everybody forgets their house keys now and then. Now all we need to do is come up to the back door, crouch down real low, and she opens right up. Bertha's Kitty Boutique. There's a little song that bears on this very topic. It's from the Songs of the Cat songbook from Bertha's, called the Ins and Outs Song. I want to go out. Open that door if you love me. I gotta go out. Wanna breathe the air. I gotta get loose with that blue sky above me. I've been here long enough. I gotta be there. I wanna come in. What's the matter? Can't you hear me? I wanna come in. I am your cat. I gotta get warm with the people I love near me. I've been gone a long, long time, and now I'm back. And now I want to go out, 'cause I'm an independent creature. I am a cat, you know. We're the wandering kind. Yes, we are. It's the call of the wild. I've got to get back to nature. These paws are made for walking. Now it's time. Okay, I'm back. But not for long, I'll soon be gone. Just give me a bite, and I'm on my way. Now open the door, and I'll just, good grief, it's snowing. Open up, let me in, I'm back to stay. Well, now it's stopped, so thanks for all your love. Gotta hop that freight, I'm a rambling guy. I gotta hit the road. Well, it's in my blood or something. I know you understand, so please don't cry. Hello, it's me. I knew you'd probably miss me, so I came back, 'cause I missed you so. But I can't stay long, so won't you come and kiss me? I think I hear that lonesome whistle blow. I'm on my way. Got to leave my mom and daddy. Gotta say goodbye. Wanna hear that highway hum. Now I'm all alone and feeling so unhappy. It's time that I went back where I came from. Yes, it's time to go back. Time to put that road behind me. I drifted away, but I'm going back now. Here's the little white house. Here's the picket fence and the ivy. I'll knock on the door.
Meow.
Open up, it's me, it's your cat. I'm out here.
Meow.
I know you're in there, I can hear you laughing. You open up this door right now, or I'll go away and never come back.
All day, no tray. I'm going to
the house. She purrs when she needs me, and I'm right at her command. But when I try to pin her down, she scratches at my hand. No, they're just like you, baby.
Just like you, baby.
The only cat in town that owns a private cow. I treat her like a princess instead of just a friend. But when I try to pin her down, she scratches me again. You know that just like you, baby.
Just like you, baby.
You know that just like you, baby. She's going to learn her mouse has moved away. I've got to stop these goings on before it gets too late. No matter what I do for her, she don't appreciate. You know that just like you, baby.
Just like you, baby.
You know that just like you, baby.
Just like you, baby.
Oh, yeah. Just like you, baby.
Only wanna hurt me. Just like you, baby.
With rocks, and we picked a couple dandelions, said a little prayer, and we all went off to bed because we mostly didn't care. But in the middle of the night, a dog started sniffing. Was a Labrador Retriever that belonged to Mrs. Griffin. And even though the cat was smelly and stiff, he thought it'd be a nice addition to Mrs. Griffin's kitchen. Well, throughout the house, she has cat curiosities with kitties on her couch and her coat and her colostomy. People gave her kitty gifts, but all a dog can afford is a cat he dug up with a case of rigor mortis. When the woman saw the cat, there began the pandemonium. The dog dropped the cat, and it clunked to the congoleum. It snapped back to life right there on the linoleum. Shook its shaggy head out of its catatonium. From the floor to the counter and all around the kitchen, the cat was chased by the dog and the dog by Mrs. Griffin. Past the living room couch with the kitty motif, through the front door screen, out into the street. The old John Duke drives a delivery route, and he happened to be passing with a van full of fruit. He missed the woman and the dog, but his face went pale, cause in a splat the cat was corned beef hash with a tail. Yuck. Oh, the cat got dead. We put him in a box and we dug a little hole. And we covered him with rocks and we picked a couple dandelions. Said a little prayer and we all went off to bed. Cause we mostly didn't care.
Our cat, not long ago, was taken very ill. When I came home that night, I found her body stiff and still. We haven't any garden, cause we're living in a flat. So what could I do with the body of the cat? And a great big paper bag I spied, and I placed the body of the cat inside. And off I went with the body in the bag, the body in the bag. I stepped into a restaurant, though I didn't care to eat. 'Twas just an excuse to leave my burden underneath the seat. But hard luck sure pursued me, I was simply out of luck. For the waitress followed me around the block, I tried to duck. And I had to thank the silly fool and tip her off a buck for bringing me the body in the bag. Off I went with the body in the bag, the body in the bag. I went down to the railroad and I laid it on the line. I thought I'd wait for Casey Jones, 'cause he's a friend of mine. The night was dark, the train came tearing swiftly down the track. As it came a-roaring past, I got an awful whack. In a dirty, smelly, muddy ditch, I landed on my back, cuddling the body in the bag. Off I went with the body in the bag, the body in the bag. I found myself inside the park upon my hands and knees, and I hurled the bag with the deadly aim into a clump of trees, and a voice cried out, "Oh heavens!" And a great big husky chap said, "What's the big idea, bo? Are you looking for a scrap? What do you mean by throwing that bundle in me sweet patootie's lap?" And he soaked me with the body in the bag. Off I went with the body in the bag, the body in the bag. Suddenly from out the bag, there came a plaintive meow. Said Puss, "I've come to life again, you needn't bother now. Anyone can tell you that a cat has lots of lives, and I'm entitled to 9 of them, I'm one of your tomcat wives. I usually have my families in 3s and 4s and 5s, and there's 7 little bodies in the bag." So she took the high road, and I took the low road, and she got home before me. Now Pussy and her family are often heard to brag about the night they fooled me with the body in the bag.
Sun was beaming, yesterday the sky was blue. Yesterday I spent in dreaming, happy I was away with you. But I got chills, I don't mean maybe, just like a shower bath. 'Cause since I left you last night, baby, a black cat crossed my path. Now I don't believe in superstition, such a rot burns me up with the wrath. But there's sure been a change in my condition since that black cat crossed my path. Deodolee, deodolee, oh, holy. Pick that thing, boy. Play it, brother. First thing that I saw this morning was the black clouds hanging round. Then I got your letter, baby, saying you done turned me down. Now I lost my job, all my money is blown away like the chaff. Old hard luck, she's done got me, honey, since that black cat crossed my path. Now I don't believe in superstition, such a rot burns me up with the wrath. But there's sure been a change in my condition since that black cat crossed my path. Play it, boy.
Just ahead of you. Look out. It may cross your path with a sudden dart of its black, furry body. Now you know that old superstition about not letting a black cat walk across your path. Do you believe it? Well, if you do, or even if you don't, perhaps you'll be interested in hearing the strange tale of Phoenix Darnell and the cat that screamed in the night high above the streets of the city. It was a cold, dreary, rain-swept day when Felix Darnell first met the cat. Felix Darnell was a construction foreman on the Wells Spencer project on the Lower East Side. The Wells Spencer building was already 13 stories high, and with but 7 floors more to go, the building would be one of the mightiest and most ultra-modern structures on the East Side. Now, Felix was a tall, thin, scarecrow of a man. But the muscles of his body were taut and finely strung through his deceiving-looking frame. He was a foreman of an older day. Indeed, he might have worked on the pyramids or the Colossus of Rhodes. But Felix Darnell was a lonely man with no one to share his pride. He ate alone, lived alone, and walked alone. And on this cold, dreary, rain-swept day, he walked to his job, staring down at the pavement. Suddenly, there before him, a long, thin, black cat stalked from an alley and halted on its haunches. Felix Darnell didn't see the cat until he nearly stumbled across it. He snapped out of his reverie and cursed cats. He hated cats. Viciously, he aimed a kick at it. The cat howled in pain and slunk off, miserable and wet in the rain. When Felix reached the project, he changed into his overalls and cap and took the lift to the 13th floor. By now, the rain had abated somewhat, but as he looked at the scaffolds and the catwalks, Felix Darnell was not happy. The rain and the wetness would slow up the job. He cursed again. Suddenly, Felix Darnell heard a crying, moaning noise, a low, fierce sound like someone in agony. Could someone be stuck out on the framework, trapped on one of the catwalks? Taking a flashlight because the daylight was dark and unnatural still, he stepped out onto the catwalk that ran on a straight line to what would be a southwest corner of the building. He walked slowly and carefully along the thin iron ledge that held his weight. The street yawned beneath him, 13 construction floors down. And then a dark figure, bald and indescribable, sprang from a dim niche and shot towards Felix Darnell. He had one awful second to see the two eyes burning in the cat's head, the same cat that he had kicked only an hour before. The feline body raced between his legs on the catwalk, and with a horrible scream, he tried to balance himself, fought for survival. His hands clawed at the air, but his weight, thrown to one side by the cat's movement, hung into space for a brief instant before he fell. All the way to the street, 13 floors below. He landed on a steel beam waiting to be hauled up, and what it did to him was something that would make even a cat turn away in disgust. Interesting tale of revenge, isn't it? Phoenix Darnell and his black cat. Well, of course, it might have been just a coincidence, but there, look. We can find out for ourselves. A black cat just crossed your path. See him go? Do you mind if I stay with you, my friend? I'd like to see for myself just what happens to you.
Looking over our new diamond style. If we let, we stay for maybe quite a while.
Do you see that thing swimming round and round? Yes. Maybe we could reach in and make it drown. If we sneak in up upon it carefully, there will be a head for you, a tail for me. A baby cry. Were we finding baby? There are milk nearby. If we look in baby buggy, there could be plenty milk for you, and also some for me.
What's going on down there? Oh, merciful heavens! My darlings, my precious pets! Oh, that wicked animal, attacking my poor, innocent little angels.
Catch a head, but skin a cat. Yeah. Hey, I'm Steve.
said he had troubles of his own. He had a yellow cat that would not leave his home. He tried and he tried to give the cat away. He gave it to a man going far, far away. And the cat came back the very next day. The cat came back. They thought he was a goner. Told him for to take it up the river in a boat. He tied a rope around his neck and mopped away the pound. And they had to drag the river, cause we'd be little boy. And the cat came back the very next day. The cat came back, they thought he was a goner. The cat came back, he just wouldn't stay away. With nails and dynamite, he waited and he waited for the cat to come around. And 97 pieces of a man is all they found. The cat came back the very next day. The cat came back, they thought he was a goner. The cat came back, he just wouldn't stay away. Some tail. The cat came back the very next day. The cat came back. They thought he was a goner. The cat came back. Just one day away. Alright. Well, they dropped the atom bomb one bright sunny day. And then they dropped the X bomb in the very same way. Russia went, England went, and then the USA. Nobody was left behind, we didn't even pray.
Meow.
But the cat came back the very next day. The cat came back, they thought it was a goner. The cat came back, it just wouldn't stay away.
are so nice. Kitties are so nice. Get them down, spin them round, tickle their bellies, not once, but twice. Kitties are so nice. Fuck, I love kitties.
Meow, meow.
My cat woke me up this morning doing that. It's not a good sign, but he's okay. Anyway, what did we start out with? Garrison Keillor and the Prairie Home Companion folks, the In and Out song, very popular in my house. Out the Flap, that was Kimberly Rue. Kimberly Rue was one of the founders, I believe, the founders of Katrina and the Waves, along with, I guess, Katrina, right? Kimberly Rue, that was. All right. Lucifer Sam was Arthur Brown, The Crazy World Of. He's still out there touring, by the way, and he's like over 80, okay? Little R-E-S-P-E-C-T for the man, okay? The Kitty Cat song was The Trogs. Remember The Trogs? Yeah. Another one from Haywood Banks, The Cat Got Dead. He can write anything and make it funny, right? Even a dying cat. Let's see. We heard from Stan Davis. That was an old 78, The Body in the Bag on the Oki label. Since That Black Cat Crossed My Path, it was Ernest Tubb from 1937, also a 78. Little thing from Boris Karloff, Never Kick a Black Cat, how the suspicion came to be. And then let's see, the Siamese Cat song, you know that from Lady and the Tramp. Let's see, Skin the Cat was Jimmy Merchant. And then the Half Moon Jug Band. I had my pick of dozens of this one, and that was, of course, The Cat Came Back. And then Bubbles himself, Kitties Are So Nice. It was Bubbles and the... I can't remember what his band was, but it wasn't the Trailer Park Boys. Okay, anyway. All right, so Cat Day is over for another year. This is really Cat Day, by the way. I want to emphasize that. February 8th is Cat Day every year. And it's up to me. The 8th of every month is Cat Day, too. So, okay, it's a good thing I don't wield any power over helpless people, isn't it? Coming up, speaking of power over helpless people, I have three examples of AI. I'm not on an AI kick, but I find there's a lot of them, okay? It's just the world's crawling with it, all right? So here's a couple. These are halfway decent, all right? And they're all about cats, okay? So let's hear from the Hissers and Tabby, and then also Chester Tuft, okay? And I'll see you next week with some more shenanigans, okay? Okay, have a good one. Keep the faith.
Me down, I try and flee. It me wanna scratch and bite. I think it's cruel, yeah, think it's mean. Let me groom myself, let me preen. I wanna lick, give my fur a good sheen.
Sitting by my window on this sunny summer day, looking at the sky and all the things that pass my way. The trees are swaying gently,
The grass is verdant green. A cool breeze is coming in through the open screen. And I'm feeling mighty thankful for the beauty that I've seen. Some marigolds are blooming in yellow, pink, and white. The roses are enchanting, they're really quite a sight. The clouds look soft and fluffy, and near the garden shed, pansies grow icy blue with little hints of red. And there's a rabbit on the lawn that I want to tear to shreds. That birdie in the treetop, the vole by the fence. I'm getting really worked up, I'm getting really tense. I wanna catch that rabbit, I wanna eat that bird. Now the vole is just mocking me, this is so absurd. Just calm down, Chester. How lovely are the hedges, how pretty are the pines. The garden with its budding plants all set in ordered lines. A lawn chair in the sunshine, the porch in dappled shade. Trees and shrubs and flowers, a vibrant cavalcade. I wonder at these splendid sights on which my eyes have laid. Now the rabbit's watching me with little beady eyes. A squirrel sitting in the tree has tasty meaty thighs. That birdie looks delicious, the vole is my bane. The clouds are getting darker, it's about to rain. But I should be out hunting, I'm the top of the food chain. That robin on the birdbath, the blue jay on the fence. I'm getting really worked up, I'm getting really tense. I want to catch that squirrel, I want to eat that bird. And the vole is still mocking me, this is so absurd. Take a deep breath, Chester. I think there's still some food in my bowl. I'm gonna go see.